And now may I preach with you this morning in the name of our God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
And so, if you've been around the last couple of Sundays, last couple of weeks, you've heard me go on and on about how long Christmas is and how wonderful Christmas is and how it's not over. Well, unfortunately, Christmas is now officially over. We're in the season of Epiphany. But here's an interesting thing. One thing I always do once Christmas season is over is I reflect on the Christmas past. I reflect on the scriptures that we read. I reflect on the sermons given and the sermons heard. I reflect on all the gifts and blessings of that season. And another thing I do, and I must admit, is I also reflect on the gifts that I was given. You see, you know, when Christmas first happens, you're given these gifts and you're excited about them. But then a couple weeks later, you got to figure out, okay, am I going to use this? Where am I going to put this? How do I feel about this? And so, in thinking about the gifts that I got this Christmas, there's one gift that comes to mind again and again and again, and in part because I see it again and again and again, and that gift is this watch. Now, this watch is so big that I'm guessing those of you in the back row could probably still read the time. I feel like play to play when I'm wearing it. But, you know, the reason I think about this gift isn't because it's huge or because I wear it every day, but rather because of the manner in which it was given to me. You see, my cousin Ricardo gave me this watch. And let me put this in context. My cousin Ricardo, sort of all of us in the family, was the one who's become most financially successful. He works for this human resources company, and you know, a big part of his job is he must look the part, because people who see him, if they see him and they see success, then they will want to do what he's doing. And so anyway, appearances need to be important to him, both what he drives, what he wears, and apparently what he has on his wrist. So that puts it in context, right? And I'm sure some of you in your business lives might feel the same way. So anyway, I'm opening up the box, and I pull out this watch, and he tells me this: Edwin, this watch is a statement watch. Someone who sees you wearing this watch will look at this watch, and they will know what you are about. So I'm thinking to myself, huh, so someone can look at this watch and know what I'm about. Well, can they tell me? I mean, really, this is crazy. So then I started thinking, well, what am I about? What am I about? And then, you know, quickly, I came to a conclusion, and what I thought about was a set of promises, a set of resolutions, a set of things that we say that we're going to do. What I realized is that what I'm about is actually what you all are about. So what I'm about, what I believe God has all of us about, is our baptismal covenant. And it is that covenant that we will say again today. And so what is today? Well, today's a special day. It's a feast of our Lord's baptism. It's one of four major baptismal feasts of the church. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal, we celebrated this as the day Jesus was baptized and the heavens opened up and God said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And so that's great. And because of that, this is a day when we often baptize people. You know, believe it or not, this is my seventh time celebrating this feast with you, the people of St. Mary's. And of those seven times, on five of those times, we had a baptism. It's a great day for baptism, but whether or not there is a baptism, one thing we always do is we say together the baptismal covenant. And so it is that covenant I want to talk about in particular, because I believe it is that covenant that we are called to return to. And you'll have homework, and your homework will be to take your bulletins home and review your covenant this week. But first, let's look at it here now. So the first part of our covenant is pretty simple. You know, it asks three big questions about belief. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? And so your responses to that are out of our Apostles' Creed. So that's cool, and you can look at that. But what I want to focus on is I want to focus on the parts of the covenant that speak to particular promises we make, promises of behavior. And so the first one, and the answer to all of these is I will with God's help. You know, the first one is very interesting. So if you want to follow along, These are all in our bulletins. You can turn to page 3. And so the first one is this. We continue the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers. And so I'd like you to think about that. But what does that mean? Well, really what that means is, you know, will you practice your faith in community? You know, there's something I've said again and again and again. I mean, you can be, you know, you can love Jesus by yourself. You can be a person of faith by yourself. However, if you want to live into the faith as Jesus intended, then you must do so in community. And so that first piece is basically saying, you know, will you be part of, will you pray alongside other people? Will you dine at God's table? And so as you think about this, you might ask yourself, so in this last year, how much or how well did I pray in community? How often did I pray with other people? How involved was I with my church? You might think about how you might be more so in the year to come. And so that's that first promise, and that's that first piece of the covenant. And so the second one is this. Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. So this one's serious. I mean, resisting evil, that's serious business. But what does this mean? Well, what this means essentially is God is asking us to try to be the best people we can be. And when we mess up, because we will mess up, that we can relax because ultimately we have our God, a forgiving and awesome God. So as you think about your life, I'd actually think, okay, so, you know, is there a way that I can embrace holiness in my life? Is there a way that I can, you know, perhaps move a little bit up and become a slightly kinder, gentler, or better person for whatever that means? And for all of us, can we make sure that we don't beat ourselves up when we make those mistakes? And so that's another important promise. And so we continue with that, and this is good. Now the third one's great. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? So there's a funny thing that happens. You know, a lot of times, now I'm a priest, and people think, okay, you're a priest, so your job is to go and proclaim the gospel. Your job is to spread the good news about Jesus. And yes, that is my job. However, that this is part of our baptismal covenant shows that this is all of our jobs. You know, one thing that I say again and again is that, you know, the priesthood has many different kinds, and there's a priesthood of baptism of which most of us here are part. And so this is pretty simple. If you think about your life and you think about this one, you know, how are you sharing the good news of Jesus? You know, are you inviting people to church? Are you talking about why you live your life because of your faith? Are people learning more about Jesus or about God, about goodness in this world because of you? This is an important question to ask yourself and to think about how you may do so more in this year to come. All right, so continuing on, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Now, this is an important one. You know, Jesus, one of my favorite sort of discourses of Jesus when he talks about how if you see your neighbor and they are hungry, you know, it doesn't do anything if you say, well, go forth with God and eat your fill. What it does something if you actually make some food or buy some food and you give it to them. I mean, the same thing if you run into your neighbor and they're not wearing any clothes and it's cold outside, or I guess they should wear clothes even if it's not cold outside. And you say, oh, well, be clothed and move forward in your life. No. You take off your jacket or your shirt, you put something out of your bag or out of your trunk, and you give it to them. You see, this promise is pretty simple. We're called not just to wish for things in the lives of others. We're called to make things happen. And we're called to do so not just because it's a nice thing to do, but because we see Christ in everyone. So the next promise, we strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. This one's simple. Not only are you being a nice person, but are you seeking justice in this world? Are you trying to change the structures of this world so that they reflect the kingdom of God? And so reflecting on that, you might think, so, you know, how much did I stand with others for things I believe in? You know, how much did I, you know, vote or protest or stand or share in a way that promoted the values that I care about in my neighborhood, in my country? You see, it's important that we remember that our call isn't just to kindness, but it is also to justice. So I'd like you to think about what you do for justice in these day and age, for those like you and for those not like you. And then the last one, will you cherish the wondrous works of God and protect the beauty and integrity of all creation? You know, ultimately, what are you doing? What are you trying to do to care for this lovely, lovely planet? You know, what are you doing in your stewardship of resources to make sure that you are leaving some for the little ones who are here and for those who come after them? And so, my friends, this is a lot. And this is hardcore. And this is intense, and in a few minutes when we do our baptismal covenant together, know that you are promising to do some really intense and difficult things. But my friends, the beauty of it is that this is the work of our lives. And this is work that we can do whether we are a priest or a teacher or a salesperson or a nurse or whatever you might be doing. That this is the work that God calls us to do. And this is what we as people of faith have to be about. And so my friends, you know, I believe that if we all live into this, that if we all do our best to step up how we are, level up as they're saying, how we live into this baptismal covenant, then I think the people around us will know what we are about. And they won't have to look at our watch or the crosses that we wear or anything else. They'll know what we're about because they've seen and experienced it. And I believe the world will be grateful for it. Amen.